Good evening, everybody. This is National Consultant Mary Amoedo. We are super excited to be on the call tonight. We are just days away from our annual simulcast event. Some of you are thinking, what the heck is simulcast? I don't even know what you're talking about. It is our annual kickoff event that our corporate headquarters, our corporate team puts on every single year. It is the easiest event to attend because you could attend live at one of the live venues in Hartford, Connecticut, or in Houston, Texas, in the Woodlands, or you can watch online from the comfort of your own home. So it is a very, very easy event to attend, but our recommendation is for you to get yourself to one of the live venues. That is the best place to be. You'll hear from our executives firsthand. You'll hear from some top leaders in the company, and you're, most importantly, you're going to be rubbing elbows with all the people who are making it happen in Ambit. So if you cannot attend one of those live venues, you can go to a watch party. There are leaders all over the nation that are hosting live watch parties. A watch party is not you and your friend. It is you and a group of people who are excited about the coming year and building a big business in 2020. And then if it is impossible for you to go to the live event or it's impossible for you to do a watch party, make sure you're registered and you log in. You can start logging in first thing in the morning, and you will be considered an attendee. And how you log in is you go to your PowerZone, log in with your PowerZone password and consultant ID number, and then make sure you go to the event center so that you're logged in for the event. It'll be very, very clear how to do it, and you definitely want to be an attendee because as an attendee, you will get special bonus promotions after simulcast. And I know they've got some things that they're going to be announcing. It's going to be an exciting time. Richard and I are going to be in Hartford, Connecticut, and we're super excited to be with our Ambit family in the Northeast. I know there's a lot of leaders spreading all throughout Connecticut and Houston, Texas. So make sure you get yourself there. You know, I was on a call with Tim Devine yesterday morning, and I was telling people, listen, you don't want to ask and decide already, you know, I can't go to a live event. I can't do it. If you think this is going to make a difference for you, quit deciding whether you can or you can't. If you really want to go, start asking yourself, how can I? How can I make it happen? Because the question, how can I, spurs creative thought processes. It starts to give you ideas. It starts to trigger things that wouldn't normally be possible because if you don't ask the question, you don't get great answers. The only way to get great answers is to ask great questions. So start asking, how can I? How can I make it happen? How can I get myself to Connecticut? Who could I ride with? Or who could I who has frequent flyer miles that I can borrow or that would be willing to give me? I mean, all sorts of things start to arise that wouldn't normally be available. And if after you've thought of all these different ideas and you still can't go to the live venue, go find a watch party. And if there's not a watch party in your area, go make one happen. Start inviting people. Start inviting people to come to your house or your office building or a back room of a restaurant. Make something happen. Have it be fun so that you can, kickstart the year. You know, 2020, a lot of people are talking about, 2020 vision, having a vision for the future. And really, we're in a new place where this is the very first simulcast event, the very first event that our new executives with Vistra will be hosting. You know, our VPs, Daryl Starkweather and Eric Johnstone and all the crew on the marketing team will all be there just as usual. But we're going to have Jim Burke, who's the CEO of Vistra, is going to be in Houston. And then Scott Hudson, who is the president of retail operations, who's going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. These guys, we all heard from them at Ambition, but remember, when we heard from them at Ambition, they were still the outsiders. They were still in the process of purchasing Ambit. They hadn't taken over Ambit Energy yet, and this will be the very first event. So we're really excited about it, and we just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, There's a lot of buzz in the leadership, and there's a lot of buzz in the field about what's happening, what's going to be happening. And we really don't know. So I'm expectant of some really great things happening. But if you want to prepare yourself for great things to happen, you got to get as many people there as possible. Now's the time to reach out to everybody you know and get them registered for simulcast. Some of you guys have an organization where it's small enough that you literally could call every single person in your organization and ask them if they're registered for simulcast. Maybe some of those guys haven't been involved in a while. Maybe you haven't been involved in a while, and you're now just dipping your toes back in the water, and you're trying to see what's next. Well, you know what? The only way for you to have a really big bang coming out of there is to prepare yourself for a really big bang. If you're looking and waiting to see what gets announced at simulcast to see if you're going to engage in the business or not, if you really want to do that and set yourself up for it, you got to set yourself up for it. You got to come prepared to come out of the gate running. And if you aren't prepared for it, what's going to happen is you're going to have simulcast come. You're going to get excited about it, but you're going to have to start going. You're going to have to get your things together. And between now and simulcast, start getting your things together. How do you get your things together? Reach out to everybody on your team. Talk to them about what they're doing in 2020. Ask them what their financial goals are. See if it's a good time to reengage in the business. Maybe you're reengaging yourself. Reach out to friends and family of yours and find out what their plans are for 2020 and see what their financial goals are. Start the conversation now so that you can follow up with them next week after you have simulcast announcements and all that. You know, for your team members, reach out to them. Ask them if they're registered for simulcast. If they say, no, I forgot to register, I need to register, collect their credit card information and let them know, hey, I'll register you. I'll go online. I'll go through the event center for you, and I'll register for you for simulcast. Give me your credit card information. I'll be happy to do that. And a lot of people will be glad you did that. They don't have the time, or they don't have the bandwidth, or they forget that that's a good time for them to get registered. So make that happen. It's a great practice that every time we have simulcast or every time we have ambition, that you reach out to people in your organization and you get them signed up. Even if they say, oh, I'll go sign up tonight, go ahead and tell them, hey, let me help you. Let me sign up for you. I've knocked out the whole day for this, so I'll collect your credit card information. I'll text you when it's all done. And that's the way that you're going to get the rest of your team registered. It's what we do every year. It's what we do for all of the events. That's how we get people going to the events. And it's not too late to do that. Registration is going to be up until Wednesday night, and then after Wednesday, they can still register on site. One more thing is, we've announced it before. There was a computer glitch with the registration process, and it kind of messed up some people's registrations and where they were registered. So right now, if you hear my voice, go log in online to the Event Center or in PowerZone. So you can go to events.ambitenergy.com, log in with your consultant ID and password, and make sure you're registered for the location that you want to be at. So if you're supposed to be live in Hartford or you're live in the Woodlands, make sure it says that. If you're planning on streaming, make sure it says you're planning on streaming. For a big chunk of consultants, I think it defaulted everybody to the Woodlands. So I know a lot of you are not intending to go there, but make sure you're registered for the correct location, because the last thing you want to do is get to one of the live events and realize that you're streaming, or you're streaming and it has you registered for the live event. So make sure that happens, and go ahead and go online and do that now so that you don't forget to check in on that.
Hey guys, it's Richard here. So Mary talked a lot about all the stuff happening between now and up until simulcast. And the thing that's really, really important is that, you know, simulcast is going to come and go. Question is, how prepared are for you after it happens? You know, we don't know what announcements are going to be made. We don't know what special bonus promotions are going to be announced, how long they're going to last. What we do know is that there's going to be announcements and there's going to be probably special bonuses. But the question is, you know, when it's over, how are you prepared to take advantage of what's about to happen? Meaning, have you reorganized and looked at what your schedule is going to be? Or is it still filled with a bunch of stuff that isn't really going to support you in your ambit business? Have you prepared your family that, hey, you know what, there's going to be a few nights a week that I'm that I'm hammered down, that I'm really, you know, trying to get this to the next level, whether it's your next promotion, whether it's your next financial breakthrough or, you know, milestone that you're trying to hit, you know, because that won't happen by itself. It won't happen by accident. And if your family's not prepared, if your friend's not prepared, you know, you're likely to say yes to a lot of things that unknowing to yourself is going to hinder this season of growth. And it is a season of growth. We know that after every simulcast and after every ambition, that there is a period of time that is white hot, that it's a time to really press in, because it sets a new level, it sets a new foundation in your business. And if you let this go by like it's just any other ordinary time, and you take it, you know, just, you know, as the wind blows, so to speak, then you're not going to reap all that you can. Typically for us, you know, our kids know, it's been around long enough after 13 some odd years, that, you know, simulcast and ambition, you know, typically 60, 90 days is going to be a very, very fast-paced time. We still have time for the family, but the way that we organize our time and the priorities that we set is very, very different. You know, there's not a lot of room for a lot of last-minute changes with the calendar if it's not been set up in advance, because we're lining things up to support the future, because we do know that everything comes up, it goes up, it goes down, it ebbs and flows. And these cycles, no different, you know, you'll never see a farmer, you know, when it's time to harvest, sitting on his hands, sleeping in late, doing whatever they're doing. You know, they're out there making sure that they can make hay while the sun's shining. So that's what we have to do during this time. And coming out of simulcast, your personal production of personal sponsorship and customer gathering is going to pick up incredibly. If you put the action towards it, you're going to have new teammates that need support. They need to get introduced to the system, the culture, and all that, and you're working with them. There should be a lot of activity that you're involved with that is money-making activities. There's also going to be some activities that are going to be great team-building environments, whether it's vision board, you know, parties that your team might be doing, or you know, local trainings or regional trainings that are coming with inside your area to kind of support that new growth that's come in. Because keep in mind, these people that are coming into the business after simulcast, they weren't at simulcast. They didn't get that. They didn't get to hear all that from Jim Burke and Scott Hudson and Daryl Starkweather and Eric Johnstone and all the other leaders that are speaking. They didn't hear that firsthand. They didn't watch that. So we want to make sure that we're creating that ongoing environment of culture for those new people to understand that this is bigger than what they saw, to have them join. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that all consultants make repeatedly. And it's not that they don't, it's not that they do it all the time. They just, sometimes we get a little bit lax and we're thinking that's not that big of a deal. But really, really think about it. When someone joins the business, whatever vision they saw to join isn't big enough to have them stay. I don't care what it is. Even if they came, let's say, to ambition as a prospect, as a guest, you know, yeah, they're seeing a big, big vision of that, but it's not enough to last for 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10 weeks, however long that is, because there's got to be other events. We are an event-driven business. It just so happens that corporate does 2 major events each year to be part of that process, but the field and the field leaders are responsible to have that ongoing culture of events that's pushing to that next level, that next time of recognition, that next time of training, that next time of inspiration or motivation. You don't know what event or what moment at any event is going to have them click and go, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to change my future forever. Because more than likely when someone joins, it's a good idea. And yeah, we hear people say all the time, man, I'm going to tear this up. I'm going to go 120%. I'm going to do whatever it is. And that's in the moment. I get that. But when the rubber meets the road and there gets a little bit of, you know, it gets a little tough, maybe there's some rejection, maybe things aren't going as fast as they think it needs to. And what's going to get them over that hump? What's going to get them past that curve? Well, there's going to have to be something that jars that thinking. You know, an object in motion tends to stay in motion unless some other object changes its direction. Well, that other object could be another event, could be another coaching call with someone in the upline, could be some testimony that's on a team call. You never know what that other object's going to be that's going to push them back on to where they need to go for the vision that they once saw, or even make that vision even bigger. So look at your calendar. talk with your family. You got to talk with some of your friends. Maybe there's, listen, I always get in trouble when I say stuff like this. I played softball for years in my 20s and, you know, most of my 20s, and I played on multiple teams. I get it. And, you know, some of you are on multiple bowling leagues or you, whatever it is, it's billiards night. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying you got to ditch all that stuff, because that's what part of makes you as a person, what has some of your spheres of influence be in place. But maybe it's not three nights a week, right? It's still part of your life. But in certain times of the year, it can't be at the same level it is, because the person that you want to be, the thing that you want to accomplish, is going to require more of you. It's going to demand more of you. There's no way of getting around that. It's not going to happen comfortably. And, you know, I know there's some people out there that are thinking, well, it's like, well, you know, I just want to show the plan a couple times a week and let the business grow and develop. And listen, you can do that. But I don't know if anyone's really going to truly be satisfied with those kinds of results unless they get lucky somehow. And I don't bank anything on luck. Luck is fine and dandy, but I'd rather have luck alongside with my own personal success of doing everything that I know I possibly can do to grow the business, promote, increase my income, etc. So look at your calendar, look at your schedule, and see if it really supports the goals that you're wanting to happen over the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Because here's the thing, guys. It's not going to be too much longer that you're going to start hearing everyone talk about ambition. I mean, ambition is, we'll say, was it 8 months away? It's less than 8 months away. I guess it's 8 months away. So, you know, it'll start picking up also. We'll start hearing about that. So we have to make sure that we're aligning the schedule and the routine of activities to support the things that we want to accomplish between now and ambition. Right? Short-term goals, long-term goals, you got to have them all. And we've talked a lot about that over the past few weeks, certainly wrapping up the year of 2019. And you know what? It is 2020, and it is a brand new year, and it is a brand new decade. And whatever you wanted to have happen that happened over the past few years, great. Whatever didn't, great. Move on. Let it go. Cut that dead wood, cut that dead weight, and focus on what's in front of you, the things that you can make a difference in. You can't change 1 second of what's already happened. The only thing you can do is influence. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do now? And it's time for people to pull together, pull their teams together, and start rowing at the same pace. Don't let leaders outpace you. Keep up with the leaders. Don't let them do all the work, do all the organizing. Go ahead and come alongside them. See what you can do to help. In the process of doing that, what's going to happen is you're going to start rubbing elbows and rubbing shoulders with people that you haven't been, and you're going to find out that more is caught in this business than is ever taught. You need to be in the space. You need to be in the circles with those people so you can take your business to the next level.
You know, we talked a little bit about prepping for this upcoming time, and even what Richard just said about rubbing elbows with the right people. One of the things that Richard and I do every year is we do a vision trip, and we didn't get to do one this year. It's been a little bit crazy with all the events that we've had in the last few months with our family. But every year we intentionally look at who did we spend time with this year that served us, and who in the future do we need to spend less time with. So we're really intentional about the time we spend with people and the time we don't spend with people. We're not great at it. I mean, we get better every year, but there are people that you need to rub elbows with this year. There are people that you need to be around more. You know, this past year, Richard and I did a lot of seminars with Tony Robbins, and one of the greatest things I learned this year was his whole saying about proximity is power. Being in the proximity of people who are producing the kind of results you want to produce is powerful, because what starts to happen is you start to become like them. The people you spend time with, you start to adopt some of their habits and some of their qualities, good and bad. So you'll notice that when your kids hang out with people, certain people, they start to talk like them, they start to dress like them, they start to walk like them. Same happens with you and me. You know, we spend time with people, we start developing some of their habits, we start developing some of their language, we start developing some of their customs, and sometimes it's really good, and sometimes it's really bad. So there's some people that you've spent time with this year. If you really look who you are today versus who you were a year ago, there's some things about you that you may not necessarily like, and that might be due to time you've spent with people you probably don't want to spend more time with in 2020. Or maybe it's the opposite. Who you are today is a much greater version of you than who you were a year ago, and that's because of the people you've spent time with. And so you want to seek out time to spend more time with those people or seek out more people like that. So be intentional this year about who you're going to spend your time with and whose traits you're going to start to emulate and develop. You know, there's certain people in our life that we just love being around them. We love the conversation we have, and we are intentional about making that happen. And there's some people that I know I'm not the best version of myself when I'm around them. So I know in 2020, I'm going to intentionally be less available to them because I've got to do what is going to support me and what I'm up to for my family. And same goes for you. Now it's the time for you to be really intentional about things. Don't let life happen to you. Make life happen for you. You know, We've invested a lot of money this year and over the decades in our own personal growth. I am a firm believer that the greatest investment you ever make is in yourself, in your own personal growth, in your relationships, because that investment will come back to you 100-fold. And what you want to do this year, maybe you don't have the monetary funds to be able to invest and pay for seminars, but everybody on this call can buy a book. Everybody on this call can do a study. Everybody on this call can go online and watch some inspirational YouTube videos. There's so much information readily accessible to you, but have this year be a year that you're not just going to develop yourself personally, you're going to utilize it in your business. Why we so stress on personal growth is because you start to become someone that other people want to be around. And when other people want to be around you, it just makes it easier to recruit. You know, you look at some people in the business and they recruit a ton of people. Well, it's because they've invested in themselves, and there's people that people want to be around. So it makes it easier for them to recruit. And so you can't spend all this time personally developing yourself and not implementing in your business. You got to implement in your business. And one of the most important things that you can do between now and simulcast is update your written list. Like, we say it all the time. Every leader says you got to have a big written list. You got to have a big written list. And the reality is we work with thousands of people over the last 13 years of being in the business. And probably less than 10% of people have a really big written list. And by a really big written list, I'd say 200 to 300 plus people on that written list. I'm talking thousands of people we've worked with, and I would say about 10% or less have a big written list. So if you don't have a big written list, you're not setting yourself up for success in the business. And on your written list, you either have to have that name with their phone number in your phone already, or on the written list, you got to have their phone number. Because one of the things I find is the reason why people don't have the kind of success that they want to have is they have not done the foundational work to set themselves up for success. So if you want to have major results, you got to have a major list. And if in order to have a major list that's going to work for you, you better have phone numbers on that list. Because what happens is when people who are really, really busy only have 30 minutes of time to make calls every single day, in 30 minutes consistently over months and years, that'll create you a really big business. The problem is people who have 30 minutes of time to make phone calls, what ends up happening is 15 to 20 minutes gets chewed up thinking about who they're going to call or finding the phone numbers or the contact information of the people they want to call. They're not actually making calls for 30 minutes. They're maybe making calls for 5 to 10 minutes. And they're spending the other time fumbling through their phone, fumbling through Facebook, fumbling through their LinkedIn, trying to figure out who they're going to call. The people who are the most successful have a huge written list. And what they're doing when they have 30 minutes to call is they're just hammering down their list, and they're just going down the list until they find someone to talk to. And then they can actually, in 5 minutes' time, they've got somebody that they're talking to. They're not trying to figure out who they're going to call. They're not trying to figure out what phone number or where, how can they get the phone number, or who knows their phone number. They've already done that. So spend the next day or two making a huge written list. You got to have 200 to 300 people on your written list. And I don't care who you are. I don't care where you grew up or what you've done. If you're on this call and you're over 18, you know 200 people. And maybe you're not present to the 200 people that you know. Work with someone in your upline. Go into Power Zone. Use the memory jogger. Go on YouTube. There's lots of videos about how to make a big written list in the industry. I mean, in network marketing, we all say it, make a big written list. And figure out how to expand your written list to 200 to 300 people. And if you're still struggling, you gotta learn how to meet people in the cold market then. You got to exercise that muscle. You got to learn how to strike up conversation. And if you're shy and introverted, much like me, and that's my natural bent, you got to find a way to get out of your comfort zone. Network marketing is one of the greatest personal growth programs that you're ever going to find with a compensation plan. So you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone to make that happen. But if you really want to set yourself up for a strong 2020 and hit the ground running after simulcast, make a huge written list. Make your big written list. Make sure you've got all the names down. Make sure you've got all the phone numbers so that when you're ready to make phone calls, you can just hammer out those phone calls. It'll just be one call after the next, after the next, after the next. And right now what you want to do, just like I said earlier on the call, is reach out to people in your organization. See if they're registered for simulcast. It's not too late to get them registered. I know on the East Coast, it's already 10:30. Central Time, it's still early. But some of you, you guys can send a text message to a lot of people that you've got a relationship with them where you could send them a text this hour and say, hey, just wanted to touch base. What are your plans for 2020? Are you going to get registered for simulcast? We're really excited. There's new ownership of Ambit. Let's talk tomorrow or something to that effect. Get the conversation going. If that's not an option for you, make sure you schedule some time tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday to make phone calls to people in your organization. You can go in your Power Zone, look at phone numbers, and start hammering down calls. And that's what I would do. I would make sure to call as many people as possible over the next 3 days to get as many people in your organization registered as possible. And then after Wednesday, or after you've called everybody that is in your organization, then make sure you're at the live event. Figure out how to get there, or figure out how to get yourself to a watch party, or figure out how you can put a watch party together. But don't watch simulcast by yourself. It's a very, very different experience watching it by yourself versus watching it with a group of people. I am not a movie person. If you start a conversation, have you ever seen 99.9% of the time, the answer for me will be no, because I am such a connector. I love being with people, and my idea of spending time with people is not sitting in a two-hour movie. That's not what I want to do. But recently, actually the day after my daughter's wedding, Richard and I and our kids and our son in love and his family, we all went to go see the Star Wars movie together. Now, there is a difference in all of us as a community going, seeing the movie and coming back, having dinner, breaking bread together, that changed the experience of being in the movie. So we could have each watched it all individually, but going there as a group in fellowship with each other, having conversations, made all the difference in the world. It was such a different experience being together as a group. Same thing goes with simulcast. It will be much different experience for you if you're in a group of people. And a group is not you and your buddy. It's you and a group of people. Upline, downline, crossline. Reach out to people. There's so many people on Facebook, so many Facebook groups. Find out, hey, who's having a meeting? Who's having a watch party in Indiana? Who's having a watch party in Ohio? Who's having a watch party in Missouri? Who's having a watch party in California? Who's interested in having a watch party? I'll host one at my house. Have everyone bring a snack, make it fun, make it an event, and have a vision board party beforehand. Bring your poster boards and your magazines and start creating vision boards before the simulcast event happens. Do something creative, but have this be a line of demarcation so that you're launching your business fresh? This is a new era. I mean, I'm super excited because this is the first event Vistra is going to be putting on. So get ready. I mean, I am super excited about what's to come in 2020. I'm expectant for incredible things to happen, and you should be too. And make sure you're ready and prep your family, prep your organization, prep yourself mentally, write down your goals for 2020, and write down what you're going to do different this year so that this time next year will be a completely different story. So we're excited. We are looking forward to seeing everybody in Hartford, Connecticut this weekend. Get yourself to the live venue, and it's not too late to call one more person to get them registered. So with that, I'm going to open the lines and let everybody say goodnight.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Great call.
Good night.
Good night.